Good morning. What's up, my family? I'm calling y'all from the ground on Haiti. I'm on my way to a cathedral to a mass.
Tell us what's going on in Haiti right now, Clef. A year later after the earthquake, what's it looking like over there?
Well, I mean, you know, today marks the day when it all happened. So the streets are very, it looks like a ghost town out here. It's all prayer today. So I will be, we all be in church. As far as what's being done, you know, it's a year. And there's still 1.2 million people living in tents.
Wow.
The progress of what's supposed to happen is moving within turtle formation.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that the international community, America, and all the powers that be, and all of the money that was collected in the $1 billion fund that's sitting in D.C., we need to start allocating some of these funds so we all can get to work.
Right.
Now, Wyclef, I see that you and Praz actually reunited for the good of Haiti. How did that come about?
Yeah, talk about that picture. We seen that picture you posted on Twitter.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I always say whenever it's like a Fuji argument, everyone should really stay out of it because they really don't, you know, it's like at the end of the day, if me and Praz and Lauren is one place, the argument will more be with the fans than with us, you know? So when I see Praz, it's still like seeing my little brother from Newark, you know?
Right.
So when I got on the plane, I was like, listen, I don't know if I should give you an elbow, shoot you, or kiss you, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because at the end of the day, I know how Praz do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Praz would burn a building just to stand in front of it and said, I'm Praz Lomichael, look at me, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, we're talking to Wyclef right now. He's in Haiti. Now, talk about your Yaley Foundation a little bit. Now, you got a lot of flack for that foundation. People said you weren't putting the money in the right places, but now it looks like you actually are, and those people are biting their words. So talk about the foundation a little bit.
Well, I mean, if you decide to start an organization, I'll give you an example, like in Katrina. If Lil Wayne and Baby knew that all of that money would be missing the way it was, they would have started their own foundation. You know what I mean?
Right.
When all of it went down like that. And then, you know, the system is going to track you. You have big companies like Red Cross, like UNICEF, like World Food Program. These are like the big NGOs, you know? Yele Haiti is a grassroots organization. What I knew was a year later, the proof would be in the pudding. Right now, for everybody that was going hard on Yele, I encourage you to go up on the site, YELE.org, and you will see that we are perhaps one of the only foundations at this time
Dope.
That can show you proof of where your money went in the transparency.
All right, we're talking to Wyclef. If you want to holler at him, he's on the phone lines live from Haiti, 800-585-1051. When we come back, you got a question from Charlamagne?
Yeah, I definitely want to ask him about the comments, the very disrespectful comments made by another radio personality here in New York City, the comments made towards Haitian women.
All right, we'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.